folks. Thank you for joining us. Another episode of Trainwreck tonight. A win's a win. Tonight in studio, Topher, myself, Degenerate Al, Maniac, and the best producer combo on the east side of the Mississippi River. Producer Birds, DJ Supreme, thank you very much. But the Buffalo Bills, get it done today at home. Tonight's show sponsor, D'Agostino's. When it comes to pizza in Chita Vegas, there's one place to go, and that's the place. Tuesday night, try it out. If you don't like it, not a big deal. $10.95, though, Tuesday night, large pizza. DJ Supreme, kick it. Let's go. In overtime today, 13-7, in one of the craziest weather conditions we've probably ever seen. I mean, you had reporters who've been following the Bills for 20 years that have said straight up that it was one of the like craziest weather games you've ever seen.
Yeah, everyone's instantly pedestaling this game. If you were there, you remember it. If you weren't, you missed out on something, folks. But yeah, bottom line, it was a W. It was very memorable. I'll remember it because my feet are still freezing from 4 hours ago when I was there. Yeah, it was an awesome game to be at. And when they won, of course.
So, Topher, what was your view? Obviously, you weren't there, but from the TV screen, what were you seeing?
It was incredible. The kicks were the funniest part. Both Vinatieri kicks. The first one that he just was horrible. They couldn't even show the kick from the back camera because there was no way you could be able to see it.
Okay.
So they showed it from the side, and it was just... You knew right when it left his foot, even though you were looking from the side, that there was no shot. It was going to hit some stadium employee, you know, way to the right of the field goal post. And then the kick that, the extra point to tie it, that was crazy because the ball just hooked. Like, he bent it like Beckham. It was just crazy. It was fun watching. The takes on Twitter, it was split 50-50. We had our boy Sal M saying, gotta build a dome. Like, this is terrible. Terrible to watch. Which, you know what? And we could talk about this maybe, but that game definitely had a charm to it. I'm glad the Bills won. Like, but watching this Eagles-Rams game where they put up like 70, 80 points, I mean, that'd be nice to watch too. So
definitely. So, real quick, did anyone see the picture on Twitter? What the stadium looked like at 11 a.m. and what it looked like at 12:45.
Yep. So nobody saw it coming. This is a Don Paul October storm scenario. No one saw it coming. Yep. There's an instant blizzard out of nowhere. It emerged like Godzilla. You know, you were worried that it might come, and then, you know, it all of a sudden, boom.
And there was nothing Vegas could do to make people bet the over.
Oh, no.
Nothing.
Instantly locked in.
5 minutes
in, I locked in the under 34.5. It was already pumping.
It got to 34.5.
At five and a half minutes in, it was 34.5. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was locked in that instantly. Nobody was moving. It was a slush slosh, something slide out there.
You couldn't complete a pass.
Yeah.
I was wondering why Dennison was even calling.
It was kind of hilarious just watching, like, Peterman, like, rifle it right at Benjamin, like, right off his tips every
right
time.
Head,
yeah, like, what are you going to do?
Like, great throws.
Of course, there's nothing you can do. It was like, geez, like, you know, if there was ever an opportunity not to learn about a quarterback, it was today.
I'm a little upset we don't have Frank in studio tonight, because Peterman did make a couple, on the touchdown drive, made a couple nice throws.
Yeah.
It was only two, but he made a couple.
Yeah. Frank from Chitawaga.
We gotta figure that out.
Saying.
Yeah, we gotta figure that out. He said he's with a lady tonight and he couldn't come on the show.
Yeah, a little questionable, but we understand, Frank.
And
how? Gotta make time for the ladies.
And you gotta feel somewhat bad for the Colts betters. +3.
Oh, yeah.
You need Vinatieri to miss that
golden
kick. Can you imagine, like, everyone thinks he missed it?
Well, first you get
like
the
it's
2-point,
like,
you get the 2-point conversion.
Yep.
Yeah,
wait, and let's talk about that, actually, the 2-point conversion. That flag came out of nowhere.
So we're just like, okay, we lost.
The
refs discussed if they're going to throw flags. Yeah.
I heard McDermott ran from the 50 to the goal line to literally pretty much like protest this call. And then all of a sudden, I think we lost. It's over. And all of a sudden, you see flag on the field.
Well, immediately, I'm sorry. Yeah, immediately on the live play, you see the DB look for the call and get nothing right away. But the back judge is coming in to like discuss something right away.
So you can discuss and then throw?
I guess so.
I want to know what McDermott's been saying to these refs. Because the last couple weeks, the Bills have gotten the benefit of some calls with the whole Gronkowski holding thing. And then this week, obviously, with that 2-point conversion. So some questionable calls that are falling our way here.
How about at the end of the game, too, the video of all the fans throwing the snow up?
It was a euphoria. I'm not going to lie, because it was just such a roller coaster. Let's say, yeah, like, real quick. You're waiting the whole second half for the Colts to score. You just know it's going to happen.
Yep.
You've seen it all drop. And you know in the back of your mind, when they score, they're not kicking field goal. I looked right away to Pagano when they scored that touchdown.
You tweeted
it. I
tweeted it from Trainwreck, like, middle of the second quarter. You could just sense, like, this is what's going
to
happen.
It was disgusting. All of a sudden, you get the late flag on the call. All of a sudden, it's Vinatieri kicking like a 43-yarder at a blizzard. Yeah,
the shot
is like, you're like, oh, let's go. I'm looking at it from section 200. It's the ball's coming right at me, way wide right. All of a sudden, it just hooks like, you know, Mother Mary and Joseph. Just
bend it like
Beckham. Of course, bend it like Vinny.
It looked like Harry Kane against Manchester United.
Another hilarious thing on TV was them clearing the snow out for that extra point.
Oh,
eight players just... It was loud.
Oh, and how great were the snowballers?
Oh, it was absurd. It was absurd.
Like the lines that's not important. Why don't they go to the area where the players are playing
and,
right then?
And how great was it that they had they couldn't hear the refs? So they're still in the field. The refs had to run 30
yards.
Oh, yeah.
It was absurd. The whole scenario was just as absurd. The drum lines playing. Let me tell you, from my view across the stadium, I sit in an end zone, like we were talking pre-show. When the game was on the other half of the field in the first quarter, I couldn't see. I was going based off of sound. So, like, literally, you would just hear, like, you know, like, it would fade. Like, it was, like, a 20-yard gain by Marlon Mack. Then you'd hear, like, ah, like, you know, and you knew it was, like, a 2-yard loss, like, stopped by, you know, Lorenzo Alexander. It was phenomenal. It was an interesting experience overall, of course.
How about Frank Gore?
He proved
carries of his entire career.
You don't see it on TV, but that last carry on one of the final drives for them, he breaks a tackle and you see him kind of just like hop, but his body was literally parallel to the ground. He's just a phenomenal runner, hard runner. It was a perfect game for him. Perfect game for Shady as well. That's why he's so happy to have played in it.
Gore's the kind of guy you never see him fall back. He's always falling forward for that extra yard or two. Constantly.
Oh, definitely. That was why it was a perfect game. That's why they didn't even bring in Marlon Mack. They just knew that it wasn't like a speedy guy runner game. It was just literally fall forward for 3 or 4 yards. That's what you needed.
So, Maniac, real quick, can you answer this question from John Brand here on Instagram Live? He's got a very important question for you. What do the people need to know?
Best pregame song? I'm saying California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre.
So, pregame for any football game or just...
Oh, any game, for sure.
California Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
Very interesting. How about you, Topher? You're pregame.
Great pregame bus day. Shout out to everyone on the bus.
What are you listening to?
Of course.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I don't know.
Like
JB Supreme in the house. And
seriously.
Whoever
DJ Supreme is.
Whatever he's playing, like whoever's playing right now, that'd be a good moment. The Bills is a team. They did a lot of idiotic things today, which I know we got to talk about the punt. That was the big one. Peterman just diving neck first into a pile of ice and like a 200-pound man.
It wasn't a dirty hit. People are
saying not at all.
Not at all.
People were going nuts right away. It was just a couple bodies sloshing against each other.
Yep.
Just football dudes being football dudes.
Exactly. It was the Bills. Like they felt like they had to stick up for their guy after last week when they didn't with Gronk.
And then
the Joe Webb interception. That was the other one. Those are
the
three big ones in my brain that.
Okay.
The Bills should have lost because of any of those things. And escape today.
Thank you for bringing this up. We gotta talk about it. Sean McDermott punting on 4th and 1 from the Indy 37 after a
40 or 42.
After a 5.5-minute drive in a must-win situation, Shady's been running the ball well all game.
Virtually must-win. You can legitimize that it was like you could tie him. It wasn't as must-win as Rex Ryan last year versus the Dolphins.
Are you sure?
Yes.
They're not eliminated with the tie.
Last year they were literally eliminated.
Okay.
But
this is
a
one game.
It's just as egregious though. It's literally just as egregious.
4th and 1.
Yes. Yes, fourth and two.
Fourth and two.
Fourth and two. I'm just saying, when you look at it, the numbers on fourth and one and fourth and two are different.
And this not when there's 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah, there is. You can't get that footing for the O-line.
Yeah, but none of the D-line had the head push all game whatsoever. There was nothing really. It was. It's just like they're standing there, and if you find the hole, you find the hole. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, there wasn't really a push either. You're
sounds like middle school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go. Smokey, long two. It was a long two.
It was a long two. Smokey knows.
It's a field position.
Smokey's like Bo Jackson. He knows.
I'm just saying, it was a horrible decision. And then he calls timeout.
It was definitely
timeout.
Yeah,
he
calls timeout. Crowd goes nuts. He's running back on Joe Webb. By the way, Joe Webb, Spider-Man. Yeah, that's gotta be his nickname.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, so he's running, like, they're just thinking that Joe Webb's coming back out. He's going to be running, like, his classic, I'm throwing, no. Like, you know, like, fake out like he was doing all game. You know, but no, he doesn't do that. He runs back on the punt team. Just an egregious use of the timeout. An absolute crazy. But then all of a sudden, the Colts are just like, nope, we're going to throw it, like, two out of three times, even though they didn't throw out the whole game.
Oh, that's the next drive?
Unbelievable sequence.
And then they make the stop, and then McDermott waits like 15 seconds before calling the timeout.
And they give him like 3 seconds or so.
Yeah.
Because like, okay, you go. I was screaming in the stands as well. It was a terrible timing on the timeout. McDermott has not shined in time management scenarios at all.
No.
Maybe one good time, like with you know, the Raiders-Bucks sequence, not the play before half that cost them, but there was one there where he actually did manage well, I remember, but the whole season, yeah, he struggled with time management. Not good at all for the long term.
But the difference with this team compared to the teams of the past is the last 2 minutes of any half, whether it's the end of the game, first half, OT, they were making the plays today. I'm thinking of the Bucks game earlier this year where they got the turnover. Got
Milano.
The points.
That was Milano busting out of the scene.
10 tackles.
Today they get the
Cookie
touchdown.
Monster.
Today they do the 2 minute drill, get the touchdown, some big plays to Benjamin. The end of the game obviously was not good. They gave up the touchdown, but then in overtime they do essentially the same two minute drill and get the touchdown. So big plays when it matters, regardless of the conditions.
Exactly. Win's a win. Let's get around the NFL. What happened today?
Of course.
So obviously Jags win, Chargers win, but the big loss so far today was the Titans. Huge. Because they have a tough schedule coming up. Tuck was telling me they got San Fran,
LA, Montana's 49ers, Jimmy Montana.
Yeah. So it could come down, week 17 could be, I know DJ Supreme was talking about this, could be we would need Doug Marrone and the Jags to beat Tennessee week 17 for the Bills to get there.
And people are already messaging me, what if this game doesn't matter for Jacksonville? Are you kidding me? A huge week 2 loss at home to the Titans. It's going to be a revenge game big time. Division game, regardless of whether, you know, something down the line.
Is it one of those games where Marrone just puts up, like, 50 points?
Oh,
I
of course.
So.
Like, yeah, the public. Think about how the
like,
public would be pounding, like, Titans minus four.
Like, fake punt. Up 40 points in London against the Ravens.
No doubt. Well, that's the time you break it up. And I expect it.
No.
Perfect implementation.
So, it looks like, I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but Carson Wentz looking like a bad knee injury. Could be a torn ACL. So,
not good.
Not good. It's been a very rough year in the NFL for injuries.
They should, you know, to be honest, I think we're moving towards an NFL that's more like the intermission games at the Buffalo Sabres, where they got the people in the giant bubbles, and they're just running around, you know, just slashing against each other. That's what people are going to want to watch with me, because no one's going to want to watch all these injuries. It's gruesome. You ain't seeing people getting hurt out there.
I mean, now you got who? What's his name?
Nick Foles.
Foles. Foles is Eagles.
Foles.
The rest of the year.
Foles.
It's a clear path.
You gotta pay the Foles toll.
It's a clear path for who? The NFC playoffs.
Clear
path for
the Patriots. Oh yeah, you know, the Patriots too. We need to lock them in the Super Bowl, but it all comes down to who they play. You know, so
yeah. So, what is it? It's now we're focused on Miami. Miami week.
Miami week, baby. Miami week.
Per
Jam
Smokey's request, we're talking about Miami week.
So it's a short week for them. They got New England with no Ron.
We hate Miami.
Yes.
You know why we hate Miami?
Because they're in our division.
Yeah, but our parents hate Miami.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because
they were
there for the whole 80s. That's why, because they beat us for the entire 1980s.
Yep. So when your mom and my dad, when they were in their 20s,
and when we're gonna grow up.
Yep.
And we eventually rub off on, you know, either little kids or children of our own. They're going to hate the Patriots.
Does that mean the Jets?
Because we hate the Patriots. Patriots to do so.
Yep. Does that mean the Jets are going to be dominating us?
The Jets are Mr. Irrelevant. The Jets are Mr. Irrelevance. The Jets aren't capable of dominating anybody but themselves.
That's true.
But, yeah, so I'm excited for next week. Last home game to defend our dirt.
Defend our snow. You already
know. To defend our snow. I wonder what the forecast is for next weekend.
Who cares? It was literally 30 and windy, like, 14 hours ago. The forecast was 30 and windy 14 hours ago. It ended up being 23 and a blizzard. Get it right, people.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Who are these weathermen?
You have the technology.
I love how these snowbells just, like, get stronger randomly. Like, they... What are they getting?
We were in the
it's
eye.
It's just a lake. It's
we were definitely
eye.
In the eye. You had to be in the eye. You couldn't see. You couldn't see. That's the ironic thing. When you're in the eye, you can't see.
And on Hurdle, there was not one snowflake falling from the sky. And every time they showed the map, there'd just be, like, this little bubble form. It was like a hook. It would, like, hook around. And I'm like, yep, I'm right there where there's nothing.
I'm just imagining a snowflake icon just completely covering New Era Stadium.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
much,
really
that's pretty
what
much.
Happening.
So how about the Chiefs? Gotta talk about the Chiefs.
They finally broke that
slide. And they beat the Raiders today. And then a huge game tonight for Bills fans. I think everyone's going to be tuned in to Ravens +5 on the road playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Where's your money at tonight?
Pittsburgh. No. Ravens.
You sure?
Yeah. Mike Tomlin sucks. Don't you need Stucky?
They're barely Stucky. He's a homer when it comes to the Ravens.
Are
over. That.
Justin Tucker will be a first ballot Hall of Famer as far as Stucky's concerned.
Oh, what does Stucky say?
Mr. Reliable.
Otto.
Otto.
Every time he makes a kick,
Otto. You know his favorite character was? The Simpsons.
Otto. To be honest, I'm not a big Simpsons guy.
Oh,
sorry.
That doesn't surprise me.
What's that supposed to be?
Not good enough for the Simpsons.
Not on that level.
Okay.
Alright, so where are we at? Anything else we want to talk about? We got the Sabres right now playing in St. Louis. It's still 1-0. Can we get confirmation of that from someone out there? Okay, let's talk about perfect. Blackhawks Sabres. Eichel in that penalty shot in overtime.
Yeah, he's always going five-hole.
Five-hole every single time. You're making $80 million, 10 years, $80 million. I'm sorry. I'm sick of all the Leonard hate. Every game constantly, it's his fault. Eichel has to finish in overtime and win that game.
John Brand confirms 1-0.
Confirmed.
Shout out to intern John Brand.
Yeah, poor Leonard, honestly. Like, Ristolainen could not have been standing in a worse spot. He had, like, it's 3-on-3. He had... There was not a forward, like, that he was defending right there. Right?
No,
just get out of the damn way. I don't know. And Eichel had ever gone 5, but he had a great game. You can't... Those are, like, the two guys that I can't be mad at right now at this point in the season, just based on how they've been playing. So,
but, I mean, do you feel the same way with Eichel?
What do you mean?
He's got to finish there.
Yeah, he needs to learn how to finish. But you know what? The good thing is that he's not finishing one of the worst teams in the league. So it's not making the difference between, like, where it would be, like, you know, way up in the standings or not.
All right.
It's a good thing. So get his bucks down. That's what young players want to do. You know, luckily, the Penguins hit on Crosby and Malkin because they hit them back-to-back. The Blackhawks hit on Taze, Kane. They acquired Hossa. You know, they hit on these people both back-to-back. We failed on the rest of the rebuild besides Eichel. We got to continue to build around him and hopefully get Risto back. You know, just hopefully, you know, evolve and chicken him and develop a little bit. Hopefully it works in the right direction.
I agree. So, a couple big things I want to talk about before we end the show.
One,
TrainWreckSports.com, coming back very soon. TJ Supreme, redesigned the entire website. Do we have a timeline on that when it's going to be posted?
Spring?
It's very soon. No, it's soon.
Spring.
I thought you said spring.
Spring.
Oh. What's the timeline?
Spring.
It's like the next couple days.
George Springer.
We got a couple writers that we've signed recently going to be writing for us.
Content,
so TrainWreckSports.com will be coming this week, hopefully.
Frank and Cheatawaga exclusives.
No. It'll be fully redesigned, and I'm very excited for that.
Noodle Arm Nate was firing it too hard in there at his receivers today.
And GM Smokey, thank you for bringing that up. That's the second topic I want to talk about. Show it. Pull it up right here. Shirts are in. The long sleeve. I mean, look at how comfortable this is. Look at this thing. Show the back.
You can honestly sleep in this thing.
This train never stops. Shirts are finally in. We have what? We have about 20 extras, 15 to 20 extras.
Limited
sizes left, but we got a couple boxes.
Pre-orders were insane. Shout out to everyone and pre-everyone.
Seriously, that was awesome. Now, speaking of shout outs, this is a new way that we are going to be ending our show from here on out. Each one of us that's in studio, we are going to be shouting something or someone out. So, hate to put the producers on the spot. What are you guys shouting out tonight?
Yeah,
it is Sunday night. The Bills win. It could be anything. It could be your mother. It could be anything in the Bills game today. Who are you guys shouting out? That's how we're going to start ending our shows.
LeSean Shady McCoy.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
For bailing out Pastor McDermott on some awful decision-making this afternoon.
32 carries, 156 yards, and gets the job done. Thank you, DJ Spring.
They knew he was running, too.
What are you shouting out today?
Hell of a block from Richie Incognito to send LeSean McCoy into the end zone for the big touchdown.
Terrific.
Shout out to Richie.
Shout out to Richie. You know, shout out to the Bills Mafia. How often do you see those photos from Ravel? Oh, we're going to check out this stadium at 12, like 5 minutes to kick off. The lower bowl was filled. The upper, you know,
The upper areas were half filled.
You know, that's all you can ask for in this blizzard. It was crazy conditions. The Bills made it a home game. The Bills Mafia did. And, you know, that's all you can ask for in a December game where you're playing with your life on the line every week. So shout out to the Bills Mafia. Shout out to the Wrecking Crew. Love it.
I'm shouting out the guy at the Cosmopolitan way back in June who gave me the Bills over 6.5 wins ticket because it just hit today.
Beautiful. That's a nice prize. So to fly back to Vegas and be able to cash that, or you can mail it in, right?
And my other ones that I thought were shot, Chiefs under 9, little life in that, and then
a lot of life.
The Titans, I mean, they lost today, but the Titans, they looked terrible a few weeks ago. I had them to win the AFC, or make it to the AFC title game or something.
Okay.
It's shot. It's not going to happen, but there's a little life in that. But
so,
Bills hit the over, official.
My shout-out today, and it's got to go to those guys who were shoveling and snowballing that field.
They
were working their asses off. Literally, anytime there was a timeout, anytime there was a commercial, and were these guys, like, on standby? Like you said, 11 o'clock, there was no snow in the field. It looked like a beautiful day. Clearly, Don Paul messed up another forecast. How did they have these guys
ready to go?
Someone
knew something was up, though. They were giving away these awesome scarves. Like, you know, they knew.
Why didn't I get one of those?
Oh, you didn't get
it? I did not get one.
They're amazing. They're very quality. Shout-out to the Bills. Great giveaways.
Shout out to the Bills. But, hey, we're in the hunt. And it's officially Miami week. We should be back on Thursday previewing Miami Dolphins playing the Buffalo Bills. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Good night now.